You're listening to SBS News.
Russian state-funded Channel One journalist Marina Ovsyannikova made international headlines on March the 14th when she appeared behind the anchor of an evening news broadcast holding a poster against Russia's so-called military operation in Ukraine. At the time, she was charged with disparaging the Russian military and fined the equivalent of just under $700. However, Ms. Ovsyannikova's home was raided on Wednesday and she was taken in for questioning. Her lawyer, Dmitry Zakvatov, says she's now facing more serious charges.
The pretense is that during this picket, which took place on the 15th of July 2022 in Moscow, she demonstrated this poster which, while it's difficult to remember and repeat, but I'll try, spread false information about the actions of the Russian armed forces under motives of political hatred, namely by blaming them for killing children.
If tried and convicted, Ovsyannikova faces up to 10 years in prison under a new law that penalizes statements against the military and that was enacted shortly after Russian troops moved into Ukraine. Mr. Zakvatov says they will fight for Ms. Ovsyannikova's freedom.
Marina is holding up very well, she's great. It's very hard for me to speak about this because it's the complete default of the justice system in Russia, when such articles appear in the criminal code which allows people to be detained for picketing. We will continue to fight for Marina, we'll do everything possible.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he believes the length of the conflict in his country would depend on the amount of further support Kyiv were to receive from other nations. He hopes that defense ministers meeting in Copenhagen this week will pledge more assistance to Ukraine.
Це питання, яке турбує абсолютно усіх. Коли закінчиться війна?
This is a question that worries absolutely everyone. When will the war end? Someone says months, someone says a year, someone else says even more. But the question of time actually directly depends on the question of the losses that Russia will suffer. The more losses the occupiers suffer, the sooner we will be able to liberate our land and guarantee Ukraine's security. This is what everyone who defends our state and helps Ukraine should think about, how to inflict the greatest possible losses on the occupiers so that the time of this war gets shorter. If almost 43,000 dead Russian soldiers don't convince the Russian leadership that they need to find a way out of the war, then more fighting is needed, more results are needed to convince them.
Meanwhile, the centre coordinating shipping of desperately needed grain to world markets from Ukraine expects a big uptick in applications to pick up cargoes at Ukrainian ports in the near future. Interim coordinator Frederick Kenny says the ship owners have shown tremendous interest in exporting grain from Ukraine, one of the world's main breadbaskets, under the recent deal aimed at helping ease the global food crisis sparked by Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
We're seeing steady progress in the number of ships both going in and coming out. For example, today we did the most inspections that we've done since the JCC was inaugurated. We had 5 inspections today, 3 outbound, 2 inbound. And we're expecting those numbers to grow in the near future, as I said, particularly for inbound vessels, as deals are made, charter parties for the ships are arranged, which takes some time. But as those agreements are reached, we expect to see applications coming in shortly thereafter. I can say that we receive literally dozens and dozens of phone calls every day, emails asking, when can we get ready to go? And we're fielding those. I think, the dissemination of the procedures to the industry is also going to drive a surge in requests. But it is early days.
Mr. Kenny said nothing unauthorized has been found so far. No floating mines have been encountered in the Black Sea shipping corridor, and the technical expertise of the 4 parties working at the coordination center is great and really diverse. Alan Lee, SBS News.